On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
In Johannesburg, 22 degrees, Pretoria, 23, and Mahikeng, 29 degrees. Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has announced Xolani Khumalo as the party's mayoral candidate for Ekurhuleni. Khumalo, a well-known crime-fighting activist, will lead Action SA's campaign in the metro. Mashaba says Khumalo is the right candidate to root out crime and corruption in Ekurhuleni.
A leader who will restore dignity to the forgotten communities in our state. Someone who will deliver services for all residents of Ekurhuleni. Someone who will give Ekurhuleni the fresh start it deserves.
The Pretoria High Court has rejected with cost President Cyril Ramaphosa's bid to indefinitely delay a 167 million rand damages claim filed by 22 families of murdered and missing anti-apartheid activists. Judge Nicolien Janse van Nieuwenhuizen said it's in the public interest for families to find closure, stating that the government was the sole cause of decades-long delays. The Foundation for Human Rights and the affected families welcomed the judgment, stating that the government has a history of not considering commission recommendations. Acting Police Minister Feroz Khechalia has pledged full support for the investigation into the death of former police minister and South African ambassador to France, Nati Mtetwa. A five-member South African police service team has been deployed to France to help French authorities investigate Mtetwa's death, who died after falling from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel earlier this week. Ministry spokesperson Kamogelo Mogotsi says the government is committed to a thorough and transparent inquiry.
This collaborative effort aims to support the ongoing inquest. We are devastated by the sudden and untimely passing of Ambassador Mtetwa, a dedicated public servant and patriot who served our nation with distinction in various capacities. Our thoughts and heartfelt condolences are with his family, friends and colleagues during this difficult time.
The South African Communist Party has accused Israel of worsening the genocide in Gaza by blocking the humanitarian global Sumud flotilla. The SACP says Israel's interception in international waters denied desperate civilians urgent aid, while activists, including Chief Zwelivelile Mandela and Greta Thunberg, were detained. The party's Mbolelo Mandlana calls on the United Nations to take urgent action and for the global isolation of Israel.
The SACP further calls upon the United Nations to take urgent punitive action against the regime for the latest conduct, as its interception of vessels and abduction were carried out in international waters in direct contravention of international law.
Meanwhile, a senior Hamas official says that Egypt would organize a conference for Palestinian factions to decide on the post-war future of the Gaza Strip. This after the group accepted to release hostages under a U.S. ceasefire plan. Hamas said it would release hostages held in Gaza under U.S. President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan, but did not address the issue of its disarmament and its exile from the Palestinian territory after the war's end. For more on these and other stories, visit jacarandafm.com and click on News. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. From myself and the rest of the news team, goodbye.
This week's Jacaranda Top 40 with Danny Painter is powered by Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay every day, live on Saturdays.
Number 20.